Bez Hashem continue Shari Chuva Shar Beis Ois Yad Aloshir number 104. I want to share with you a mashal. A mashal about a person who sees someone lying down on a table. There's a person standing over him, taking a knife to the man's leg. And the person sees the scene from a distance. He's running after this man with a knife, getting closer and closer to help the person lying on the bed, on this table, and stop this man from harming this individual. He's getting closer and closer, and then he slows down. And he realizes that the man lying down is a patient. And the man standing over the patient is the doctor operating and saving this man's life. It's all a matter of perspective of understanding the situation. And Ben Yoina tells us, in discussing accepting toichacha, accepting rebuke, if a person does not accept the toichacha, then the punishments will get worse. So why did I give you that mashal? What's the connection over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us situations when he's talking to us. And the person can choose to say, what a crazy world. What's going on in this world? Nothing makes sense. You know what? First of all, it doesn't have to make sense to us. That's number one. That's one of the first mistakes we make. We say, it doesn't make sense to me. What's the percentage of a person winning a lottery? You know, you drive over there on the, you know, on the way into Philly, you know, that way out. You see something that's 340 million. What's the chance for a person to win $340 million? You ever met somebody who won 340? I've never met anybody. When the person wins the lottery, there are people who win though. Do they say, why did you do this to me? Why was I the winner? Well, you obviously wanted a win because you bought the ticket, right? He's not complaining now. Doesn't make any sense. Why did that person win? We don't understand anything. That's the first mistake. We think we have to understand. We think we can understand. We try to make sense of the situation. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving a toichacha to a person, and the person chooses not to listen, so now Hashem brings more toichacha. And the toichacha could come in the form of yisurim or whatever it might be. Wake up calls. That's definitely yisurim. So a person can say, ah, this is so bad, and that's so bad. Why is Hashem doing this to me? A person can take such an approach. Or a person can take the approach of realizing that this is the doctor operating carefully, delicately, diligently, to make sure this person is healed. And in the Nimshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor. And Hashem is sending the Yisurim, the messages, for the people, for His children, to take the message and improve. Learn more Torah. Do more Chesed. Give more Tzedakah. Think about other people. This is what Hashem wants. Daven for other people. I just saw something very tragic. There was a chassan who was slated to get married this coming week. The parents now are sitting shiva.